This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the Washington, the team formerly known as the Washington Redskins, have made their announcement about the name they're going to play under during this coming year. There's also a new name for a sports franchise in Seattle. We have a new NHL team, National Hockey League team, coming to Seattle. I had been hoping for the Seattle Sasquatch, but no, it's something else. We will tell you those bits of news. But first, the president is about at some point, probably this hour, and we'll go to him live. He's announced that he's going to be making a formal announcement that we're going to be reopening schools safely and carefully. So how does that happen when there have already been announcements by some of the major school systems and school districts in the country that they're not going to reopen? What does the president know that we don't know? We'll find out, and we'll go to him directly. But first off, Joe Biden has been pretty quiet on the gaffe front, but he stepped in it big time in a virtual town hall that he did. And this is dangerous territory for Mr. Biden, because the senator is prone to saying crazy, nutty things. But this is a crazy and nutty thing that I think simultaneously manages to offend everybody on the right. That's not hard. But this also, at the same time, offends everybody on the left. And in fact, it offends everybody who cares about sanity or balance. And to the best of my knowledge, Vice President Biden hasn't apologized yet, but he's going to have to. This is what he said in the virtual town hall, and he was attacking Trump, as he does very regularly, of course. That's his job. He's a challenger to Trump. He's trying to replace him as president. But he's attacking him as a racist and an unprecedented racist. And listen to the language and listen carefully.
No sitting president has ever done this. Never, 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 never. No Republican president has done this. No Democratic president. We've had racists, and they've existed. They've tried to get elected president. He's the first one that has.
Okay, he's the first racist who has gotten elected. He's saying that Trump treats people based on the color of their skin. Now, that's a whole lengthy argument, and of course Trump can, I'm sure, produce all kinds of people who have worked with him over the years, including people in his own cabinet, his own staff. Not so much the one who was a contestant on Apprentice and who then resigned. Amorosa, thank you. Manigault, I was what I was thinking. I was putting the two together. Thank you, Greg. That's my Joe Biden moment. In any event, for him to say that racists have tried to get elected president, but no one has, we've had no racist presidents before, as recently as Lyndon Johnson, who was considered a great hero because he pushed through the Voting Rights Bill in 1965 and the Civil Rights Act of 1964. And he really did commit the Democratic Party, which has a long history of supporting Jim Crow and a long history of supporting segregation, a long history of supporting slavery itself. He got the Democratic Party aligned with the Civil Rights Movement. But we have on tape Lyndon Johnson using the N-word. And to say that President Trump is worse than that, nope. what for Biden to say he's the first racist ever to be elected president, Woodrow Wilson was a supporter of the Ku Klux Klan and an open supporter of the Klan. He did a screening of Birth of a Nation in 1915 in the White House. And Birth of a Nation, of course, shows the Ku Klux Klan heroically rescuing white Southerners from black domination during Reconstruction. It's a complete fabric of lies. And President Wilson not only showed it at the White House, he gave an endorsement. He said, this is like writing history with lightning. And he was a distinguished historian, right, before he became president. And a professor and then president of Princeton University. That's why his name got taken off of it. And look, this doesn't even go to the eight presidents who were slave owners. And some of them who owned lots of slaves. And who did not always treat their slaves well. I mean, the idea that no one before... Listen to Biden again, and he's energetic. And he is passionate, and he is expressive and emotional, and he is dead wrong. Listen.
No sitting president has ever done this. Never, never, never. No Republican president has done this. No Democratic president. We've had racists, and they've existed, and they've tried to get elected president. He's the first one that has.
Okay, Greg has just sent me a message, and he's right. I mean, am I suggesting that it's okay to hold slaves if you treat them well? You can't treat a slave well, because what you're doing is you're depriving him of the fruits of his own labor. So it's a contradiction of terms. Of course it is, to say that you can treat a slave well. But there are incidents involving some of our presidential slave owners, particularly pursuing a fugitive slave. There was a book that was done recently. George Washington had the maximum number of slaves he had at Mount Vernon were about 300. It's a lot of people. And one of the slaves that was particularly honored by Martha Washington ran away. And Washington and Martha were obsessed with capturing her and bringing her back. And again, it's a sad and horrifying story, like so many stories from slavery. I mean, slavery is a monstrous institution. And the idea that he would say that he is the first racist president of the United States is historically illiterate. It is wrong. And it's deeply unfair to President Trump. And actually, President Trump has already responded to this, and I think he responded with reasonable effectiveness. Here is President Trump responding to Joe Biden.
Would you like to respond to Joe Biden, who today described you might have heard that as the first racist to be elected president? Those are his words.
Well, you know, it's interesting because we did criminal justice reform. We passed criminal justice reform, something that Obama and Biden were unable to do. We did opportunity cities. We did the greatest. If you look at what we've done with opportunity zones, nobody's ever even thought of a plan like that. Prior to the China plague coming in, floating in, coming into our country and really doing terrible things all over the world, doing terrible things, we had the best African-American, Hispanic-American, Asian-American, almost every group was the best for unemployment. The unemployment numbers were the best. You look at employment, you look at opportunity zones, and maybe most importantly of all, you look at criminal justice reform, you look at prison reform. I've done things that nobody else, and I've said this, and I say it openly, and not a lot of people dispute it, I've done more for black Americans than anybody, with the possible exception of Abraham Lincoln. Nobody has even been close.
Okay, that's absurd, of course. I'll tell you why. I mean, why did he have to ruin a good answer with comparing himself to Lincoln and claiming he had done more for African Americans? There's something else that Biden did in his virtual town hall that was dunderheaded. We'll play that for you as well, coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Remaining warrior must use his skill to take down a city of corruption. Michael Medved.
The city of corruption, I don't know if we're talking about Seattle or the other Washington, but either way, city of corruption at the moment right now. Look, For Joe Biden to say that Trump is the first racist president, we've never elected somebody president who was a racist before now. I hate to say it, Thomas Jefferson was a racist. He included in his notes on the state of Virginia, there are several, quote, scientific remarks about the inferiority of African people. And we have a long history of racism in this country. It's true. And for Biden to say Trump, first of all, arguing about whether Trump is or is not a racist is completely beside the point. And Trump answered it very effectively until he made his own idiotic comment, which he's made before. And Trump is perfectly right in saying, look, I have actually been a pretty decent president for people of color. And there's a lot that I've gotten done, and there's a lot that we have changed, and there's a lot that I've attempted to do that's very beneficial for the black community. And then the question would be, well, then how come only 6%, according to the most recent polls that break it down, 6% of the black community supports him for re-election? It's an interesting question and lots of complicated answers. But the point is, part of it is for President Trump to say things like, well, nobody would dispute this and nobody else has come close. I've done more than any president since Lincoln. It's nonsense. Harry Truman desegregated the military. That was a very big deal. And since Lincoln, U.S. Grant stopped the Ku Klux Klan during Reconstruction and helped to fight for the 14th and 15th Amendment providing voting rights. Lyndon Johnson, for goodness sake, got the Civil Rights Bill passed in 64, the Voting Rights Bill passed in 65. These are big deals. Dwight Eisenhower, who appointed Earl Warren, Chief Justice of the United States. He was president when Brown versus School Board of Topeka, which ended school segregation, when that was adjudicated. And then he sent federal troops, just as President Trump is sending federal troops. He sent federal troops to keep order in Little Rock, Arkansas, at when they were integrating Central High School. So there are lots of presidents who have been racist in the past, thank God, mostly in the distant past. And there have been lots of presidents, mostly more recently, who have done great things and meaningful things to bring America closer to that ideal of equal justice. So really, both presidents, both presidential candidates, really stop. And I mentioned that Biden also went off the track with another attack on Trump. And he was speaking about President Trump's tendency to blame China for the virus. And by the way, I think that is purposeful and has meaning, because China was responsible for, at the very best, mishandling the virus and lying to the world about it. But here is Joe Biden, in effect, defending China, but on a truly shaky and dubious basis. Listen.
He's doing now. He's blaming everything on China. He's blaming everything on the Chinese. He's blaming everything. And people don't make a distinction, as you well know, from a South Korean and someone from Beijing. They make no distinction. It's Asia. And that's the way he's just using it as a wedge.
Using it as a wedge? And who makes no distinction between South Korean and someone from Beijing? First of all, is he insulting the American people, saying that the American people are going to assume that Chinese Americans are to blame for the coronavirus? But he says that they're going to blame all Chinese Americans and Korean Americans. Really? And this is extremely dubious. And look, it's not as serious as saying that Trump is our first racist president, but it's very, very dubious. I'll tell you something else that's dubious is the decision so eagerly awaited by the team formerly known as the Redskins as to their brand new name. You know how they're going to be playing out this football season? This is sort of like the artist formerly known as Prince, the Washington football team. Yeah, that's right. Just the Washington football team. And, oh, President Trump is about to make his announcement on schools. Let's go directly to him.
Close, but we have a lot of companies that are very close to produce a vaccine. And I wanted to come out again today to share some additional news with you. This afternoon, my political team came to me and laid out our plans for the convention in Jacksonville, Florida. It's a place I love. I love that state. The drawings look absolutely beautiful. I never thought we could have something look so good so fast with everything going on. And everything was going well. A tremendous list of speakers. Thousands of people wanting to be there, and I mean, in some cases, desperately be there. They wanted to attend. People making travel arrangements all over the country, they wanted to be there. The pageantry, the signs, the excitement were really, really top of the line. But I looked at my team and I said, the timing for this event is not right. It's just not right with what's happened recently, the flare-up in Florida. To have a big convention is not the right time. It's really something that, for me, I have to protect the American people. That's what I've always done. That's what I always will do. That's what I'm about. They said, sir, we can make this work very easily. We have great enthusiasm, incredible enthusiasm. Even the polls say about the most enthusiasm they've seen. We can do this safely and we can do it responsibly. I said there's nothing more important in our country than keeping our people safe, whether that's from the China virus or the radical left mob that you see in Portland, where I want to thank Homeland Security and others and law enforcement for doing a fantastic job over the last few days. They went in and people were out of control for 51 days, a long time. And Homeland Security and other law enforcement with us went in, and they've done a great job in protecting our property, federal courthouse. And
about to announce, apparently, that they will not be having a big, crowded convention in Jacksonville, Florida in August, which is the right decision, and good for President Trump in making the right decision. What is his announcement about schools? We will go back to President Trump live as soon as we come back and also reveal the glories of the Washington football team name for 2020. Coming up.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With Democratic-led cities such as Chicago and Portland being resistant to help from the federal government, The mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Quentin Lucas, tells MSNBC local law enforcement has a good relationship with their federal counterparts.
We all want murder solved. We want murderers off the streets. We agree with that narrow focus, and our local police department has worked with the FBI, ATF for years.
The Democratic-led House Financial Services Committee is holding a hearing, virtually, of course, on the economic recovery during the coronavirus pandemic. In the hearing, the Democrats are mainly focusing on the HEROES Act, which Republican Congressman Patrick McHenry says,
"This is the day in the middle of a crisis as we speed toward another disaster of this fiscal cliff. House Democrats chose to have a hearing on a bill that passed over 2 months ago."
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
President Trump announcing the Jacksonville portion of the GOP convention, announcing that that will not be taking place because of the outbreak in Florida. He has a map behind him of the country showing big sections of white where there have not been recent outbreaks, but showing how concentrated and devastating the pandemic is right now in Florida and in Texas and in other states in the South. He's also talking about opening schools and how important it is to open schools, the President of the United States.
Whether it's at home or someplace else, but they see this at school. You don't get to see that if you're not going to school. It's a big thing. Fortunately, the data shows the children are lower risk from the China virus very substantially. When children do contact the virus, they often have only very mild symptoms or none at all. And medical complications are exceedingly rare. Those that do face complications often have underlying medical conditions. 99% of all China virus hospitalizations are adults, and 99.96% of all fatalities are adults. That means that children are a tiny percentage, less than 1%, and even a small percentage of 1%. In a typical year, the flu results in more deaths of those under 18 in the United States than have been lost thus far to the coronavirus, many different names, many, many different names. The life of every child is sacred and must be protected. Our sole focus is the health and well-being of America's children. I have a very, very special person who loves children, who's I think one of the greatest athletes of all time, A lot of people say the greatest pitcher of all time, known as a relief pitcher, could have been whatever he wanted. Some people, he is the greatest reliever of all time by far, substantially more saves than anybody else. In fact, he got the Presidential Medal of Freedom recently. And I'm reading off these stats. I knew he was the best. I knew he was great. But I didn't know it was almost double anybody else. But he's a man who loves children, has children, loves children, works hard with children. We're going to go outside and be with some little leaguers. Mariano Rivera, you know, he's the Sandman, right? My wife said, darling, why do they call him the Sandman? I said, you know, they play the song. He just puts the batters to sleep. And that's exactly what happened. So having Mariano here is a great honor. Thank you very much. He was talking about children in schools. And there's nobody that's done more than you have. Thank you very much, Mariano. Fantastic man. Given these considerations, we believe many school districts can now reopen safely, provided they implement mitigation measures and health protocols to protect families, protect teachers, and to protect students. And we do have to protect the teachers and the families also. We have to remember that all families should be empowered to make the decision that is right for their own circumstance. This is especially important if a child has underlying health conditions or lives with a parent or grandparent who's at higher risk. In cities or states that are current hotspots, and you'll see that in the map behind me, districts may need to delay reopening for a few weeks, and that's possible. That'll be up to governors. The decision should be made based on the data and the facts on the grounds in each community, but every district should be actively making preparations to open. Again, the children obviously have a very strong immune system, maybe even as strong as yours. They seem to be able to fight it off and not have a problem. So it's pretty amazing, actually. Great, great credit. Our strategy to safely reopen schools mirrors our approach nationwide. As we race toward the completion of a vaccine and therapeutics, the responsible path is to shelter those at highest risk while allowing those at lower risk, much lower in the case of young children, to resume work at school, and as long as everyone practices vigilant hygiene and social distancing. We want that. A permanent shutdown was never the strategy which would ultimately lead to greater mortality and irreversible harms. We don't want to do that. At the same time, we have to get our economy going. We had tremendous numbers issued yesterday. Housing prices, pricing of housing up 21%, the highest in history. It's the highest number in history. Real estate housing went up 21%. Today, the CDC will provide additional guidance for how schools can reopen safely. I hope that local leaders put the full health and well-being of their students first, and make the right decision for children, parents, teachers, and not make political decisions. This isn't about politics. It's about something very, very important. This is not about politics. I even think it's bad politics if you do the wrong decision. Very bad politics. We're asking Congress to provide $105 billion to schools as part of the next coronavirus relief bill. This funding will support mitigation measures such as smaller class sizes, more teachers and teacher aides, repurposing spaces to practice social distancing.
Okay, and the President of the United States talking about, and by the way, I think after going a little bit this way, a little bit that way, he's ended up, maybe it's Mark Meadows, maybe it's his new chief of staff, but I know that President Trump, at least according to a couple of articles I've read, believes that he turned around his campaign with that speech in Mount Rushmore by focusing on protecting America's heritage, our pride in our nation. And he believes, at least according to many sources, that his campaign was losing ground, that he was behind, but that he's turned it around. And maybe that's the new chief of staff, Mark Meadows. I don't know. But this is a big relief over. Do you remember it was just a couple of days ago they were going to be, he put poor Betsy DeVos out there to take the illegal, untenable, and insane decision that they were going to cut funding or cut off funds for any schools that didn't reopen. Basically taking that decision right into the president's office. This is much more reasonable. Because what the president was just saying is it's going to be up to governors, and yes, it's going to be up to mayors and school districts. And no, he's not going to try to force the nation's largest school district, or one of them, the L.A. Unified School District. And he's basically emphasizing mitigation measures and sounding entirely reasonable. Now, I wanted to finish this story because it's not entirely reasonable. The way that this story is reported by NBC, the Washington football team will compete as the Washington football team, that's capital F, capital T, for the upcoming season, NBC News is reporting. And then they say the team announced earlier this month that it would retire the name Redskins. Washington played as the Redskins for nearly 90 years, but faced increasing pressure to change the name since the murder of George Floyd in May. Can let's think about that for a moment. Just think about that sentence. What does the murder of George Floyd have to do with the name Redskins? I understand. We are more sensitive to the whole question of racial discrimination and prejudice and bigotry. In 2020, Dan Snyder's franchise will be known as the Washington Football Team. They won't be the Red Wolves. There have been people campaigning for that name. Or the Warriors. Or the Red Tails. The Red Tails had special meaning because that was one of the nicknames given to the great black unit of airmen, the Tuskegee Airmen in World War II. They were the Red Tails, after Red Tail Hawks. It won't be any of those things. And this is going to be very strange to watch football, because, you know, what happens? Okay, the score now is the Seahawks 42 and the Washington football team 20. I mean, how do you do it? Well, that's a great drive by the Washington football team. It's going to be challenging. But in Seattle, they also came up with a name for our new hockey team. And it's strange. And I'm not sure what the symbol is going to be. Are they going to have some kind of an octopus as a matter?
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Michael Medved show, President of the United States giving, I guess this counts as one of his coronavirus press briefings. And the president speaking effectively, it seemed to me, about the need to open schools, and speaking particularly effectively about his desire to protect people by canceling the plans that he had previously insisted upon for a great big festive convention. This is not a great time for big crowds. And apparently in Europe, one of the things that has not gotten back to normal is they're trying to be very careful about avoiding super spreader events, which is why baseball season is opening tonight with people, nobody in the stands, really. I mean, I know Dr. Fauci is actually throwing out a first pitch for the Nationals game. He's a fanatical Nationals fan. And the president at his press briefing, again, he's up there by himself, which is perfectly appropriate, without Dr. Birx or Dr. Fauci nearby. He, I mentioned Seattle, and they've named the new hockey team the Seattle Kraken.
Brother,
now what?
It is time for the mortals to pay. My child waits to do your will. Release the Kraken!
Okay, a Kraken is a mythical sea monster. It's from Norse mythology, which is appropriate because we have a lot of people of Scandinavian ancestry up here in the Northwest. But a Kraken generally, when it was depicted in picture books and people who actually claimed to see a Kraken, it was like a giant squid. It's like a great big octopus. It has tentacles and not like that scene from Clash of the Titans, which is not a great movie. The mayor of Seattle took time from her busy schedule of defending demonstrators and defending her leadership of a city, which has been appalling. Jenny Durkin raised the great big Seattle Kraken flag. It has a big S on it. And they raised it over the Space Needle. And it sounded like this.
Over the flag, over the most beautiful city in the world.
There we go, really?
Yeah, Kraken. I could be worse. It could be worse, I guess. Certainly could be. I'll tell you something else that could be worse, is that if people come up with some kind of politically correct cancel culture objection to Kraken, what could it be? Greg's speculated on this. Okay, if you are a big Kraken fan for the new hockey team, maybe you will be known as crackheads, and maybe that will be deemed racist. There was something that was called to my attention, and it was interesting. You ever think about a lazy Susan? That became a subject of a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode from last season, in which Larry David argues about what direction they should be turning the lazy Susan. Well, that's an offensive term. Listen.
I don't know how a roundabout works. It works like a lazy Susan.
That's
not how a lazy Susan works.
Can I ask you both a favor? Can you please not use that term, lazy Susan? It's got racist and sexist connotations, and I'd really prefer you just not call it that.
Whoa. Lazy Susan?
Yes.
Who was that racist toward? Susan's?
That's crazy. Where'd you get that?
Okay. I would just like you to not use the term.
You're right. You know what? It should be. We should definitely start using the ambitious Susan.
Yes, yes. Please spin the indefatigable Susan.
Oh, can we have the multifaceted Susan my way, please?
Yes. Just spin the industrious Susan.
Ooh, can you spin ambidextrous Susan?
Oh, the ambidextrous Susan.
Yes, both ways.
Okay. I tried to find out. I've spent some time investigating it. Where'd the term lazy Susan come from? I don't think Susans are known to be particularly lazy. And there's a common myth, and none of it is true, that Thomas Jefferson actually, but back to Jefferson, right. And so you know it's racist. So Thomas Jefferson invented the lazy Susan. He actually invented something like it, but it had to do with a box, not a serving piece. And he named it after his daughter Susan. Now, there are several problems with this. First of all, it's not true. Second of all, he never had a daughter Susan. Not even if you count the children that he allegedly had with Sally Hemings. So that's not true. And but what is? Nobody seems to know for sure, except the lazy Susan did appear to arrive to be developed in France. And why they are picking on Susan as being lazy, I don't really know, and no one knows. This should not give anyone offense. I tell you, you know what can give people offense? Porn. There is a study that came out in the Netherlands, and it's a major study, and it proves that a lot of people think that the pandemic has ruined their sex lives. What can really ruin your sex life, really, really ruin it, is porn. What's fascinating about this study is it seems to indicate that the more porn men watch, the less capable they are of performing in intimate situations. Yeah, it's a major, major ED problem. In addition to complicating men's ability to perform, the study shows porn also creates a slippery slope to more and more intense porn. Researchers found that 90% of men fast forward to the most pornographic scenes, and that over time, 20%, it required increasingly extreme porn to maintain their arrival levels. It doesn't work for you. But I'll tell you, it's a movie that will work for you. It's really one of the better documentaries I've seen in recent years. It's called Blessed Child, and it is in every way a remarkable piece of work. By the way, my wife saw it last night, And she agrees. It's streaming everywhere right now. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
There's a remarkable new documentary that tells the intimate, complicated story of filmmaker Kara Jones, who was raised in the Reverend Moon's Unification Church, but then broke with the Moonies and hoped to maintain her family ties. The film, now streaming, is called Blessed Child.
The good and the bad are both real. 20 years after leaving, trying to make sense of it.
The movie makes sense of it all, focusing on Joan's deep dedication to preserving her family ties and delivering a series of utterly unexpected and ultimately inspiring surprises, so much so that you're likely to be moved to tears. This is not some shocking cult exposé. It's rather a testimony to the enduring bonds between parents and children and siblings that help to make life worth living. There's some very harsh language that would have earned an R rating, but the movie is unforgettable and profoundly affecting, one of the year's best. 4 stars for Blessed Child. And we will be blessed tomorrow to consider a number of other new movies that are coming out, some fairly big ones. There's a film about Marie Curie, who was the first woman to ever win a Nobel Prize. She actually won 2 of them. And it's a remarkable performance by Rosamund Pike, who you may remember from Gone Girl, and she was one of the Bond movies. She's terrific. But is the movie worth seeing? Well, we'll tell you all about the new movie Radioactive. Also, Palm Springs, which has been getting a lot of attention. It's kind of a raunchy 21st century version of Groundhog Day, that classic from 1993. And then another movie, very disturbing movie about a victim of child abuse and his trouble as a grown-up, played by Orlando Bloom. And again, this is he's a very capable actor, but is Retaliation, which is the name of the film, worth seeing? We'll cover that. We'll also cover the story, the allegation, and it's by Ted Rall, who's a very smart writer and political cartoonist. He writes that if COVID-19 is still raging in November, it may elect Donald Trump. Why? Because his voters are far more dedicated. Question is, are you willing to risk your life to actually go to the polls in the midst of a pandemic? And Trump voters seem a lot more excited. Really, there may be fewer of them, but they're more excited. Will that turn the tide in his favor? We'll consider that possibility and much more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Can't get a Wi-Fi signal where you want it? There's a new solution out there from Sea Crane. It extends your Wi-Fi range up to half a mile away. Wi-Fi is super important, but the Wi-Fi signal doesn't travel very far. Sea Crane has a new solution called the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System. It provides a new reliable Wi-Fi to half a mile away, and it works with all Wi-Fi devices and saves you the cost of a new internet service. The CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System provides basic internet service for surfing the web, making Skype calls, watching standard quality video on TV, and most important, streaming audio from CRN Talk Radio. You must have a line of sight view between the CC Vector and your host router. Best of all, you have Sea Crane's friendly crew to help you set it up. Check it out, the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System at seacrane.com/booster. That's seacrane.com/booster, or call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.